Harlequin Intrigue and Harper Audio present Impact Zone by Julianne Lindsay, performed by Cindy Kay. Prologue. We're coming to you live from the scene of our city's second bombing in just 3 days, the tenacious female reporter declared. I'm standing across the street from what remains of Burger Mania. As you can see, this popular 24-hour fast food restaurant was all but completely destroyed in the explosion early this morning. Police and bomb squad officials are combing the wreckage now for clues as to who might have done this, and whether or not the culprit was also responsible for the bombing of a Grand Rapids real estate office earlier this week. The bomber coughed into his fist, covering a smile as the reporter rambled on. Law enforcement officials wouldn't find a single clue about who'd made that bomb or the previous one. He'd taken great care to be certain of that. Officials would still waste their time looking, of course. They had to. But there was nothing to find. From his place on the sidelines, he could see the big picture. The reporter couldn't. She could only see the loss of a building and a few lives. Same for her hapless viewers and the gaggle of looky-loos gathering at his sides. They didn't understand the planning and precision that went into something like this. The sheer skill involved in what he'd done. They only saw the aftermath, the wreckage. They missed what truly mattered. The revenge. Winter in Michigan is starting to heat up, he thought, chuckling internally at the joke. The reporter twisted at her waist, wide brown eyes jerking between the camera in front of her and the rampant chaos behind. Her deep brown skin flushed slightly as the coroner's van trundled into position, joining the collection of emergency and first responders in the Burger Mania lot. So there had been casualties. Just as he'd planned. Pride puffed his chest, and satisfaction warmed his gut. He'd created the chaos and the carnage that made the pretty reporter shake in her high-heeled boots. If that wasn't power, then what was? A gust of icy wind blew sleek black tendrils across her cheeks and against her glossy red lips. The sense of burning grease, hair, and flesh seemed to fan her fear. 5 customers have been escorted from the building so far. Each was taken to a waiting ambulance, and most have already been rushed to local hospitals. Sources on scene are reporting 3 casualties, all Burger Mania night shift employees, she said. Her expression comically sad, as if she'd ever met any of those people. As if she'd ever graced a grease mill like Burger Mania with her upscale, picture-perfect presence. There's no word yet as to whether or not this week's 2 explosions are related, she said. But you can count on us to keep you informed with up-to-the-minute details as they are released. She held her canned smile a few seconds longer, until the bright light on the camera dimmed, and the cameraman removed the device from his shoulder. The microphone shook in her trembling grip as she passed it to him. She was right to be afraid. They all were. The bomber lingered another moment, reveling in the panicked whispers around him. They had no idea how powerful he was, that he alone was responsible for the bombs destroying their comfortable little worlds. He smirked at the flimsy line of yellow plastic fluttering before him, nearly as pathetic as the ones who'd strung it. As if they could keep him back if he wanted to go. As if they could stop him from doing anything he wanted to do. So far, he'd executed 2 perfect plans in 3 short days. He'd even taken a day in between to enjoy the news coverage and watch local police chase their tails. He hoped his next victims were watching. He hoped they were afraid, too. Afraid to go to work. Afraid to leave their homes. Afraid because he could reach them anywhere. He was just that good. The bomber watched a few more minutes until the satisfaction began to slowly fade and the grip of seething hatred returned. Then he walked away, fresh churning and burning in his core, renewed anger begging for release. 2 down, he thought, and 2 to go. Time to get back to work. Chapter 1. Tactical Crime Division Director Alana Suzuki strode confidently from the elevator onto the 7th floor of the Traverse City, Michigan FBI.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?